baby boy this morning. So God willing, the bris will be a week from today. Yes, it's very exciting. So the mission that we learned yesterday, Jen, just to review, HaKoreach Karcha Berosho, somebody who tears out hair in response to grief, Makif Pas Rosho, somebody who cuts off somebody else's sideburns over here, V'amashchis Pas Zikano, pay attention to the different terms. Mashchis means that through use of a razor, as we spoke about yesterday, Ezu Giluach Shiesh Bo Hashchasa, because the Torah says, Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem, V'lo sashchis eis pa'as zekanecha, v'asoret shrita achas al meis chayev, soret shrita achas al chamish amesim, al chamish shritos, al meis echad chayev, al kol achas v'achas. So that was a great novelty. The great chiddush of this Mishnah was to say that unlike if you're eating something forbidden, like chaleb, and somebody warns you once and you continue to eat it, you're only subject to one set of lashes. So in this case, you're subject to lashes for each and every slice that one made, each act of self-mutilation. Al Harosh, and again, here we have a dispute between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, so this is now with respect to V'lo Sashchis Eis Pa'as Zekanecha, Al Harosh Shtayim, Achas Mikan V'Achas Mikan, so that was Lo Sakifu V'As Roshchem, so one on this side and one on that side. V'Al Zakan, when it comes to the beard, Shtayim Mikan, Ushtayim Mikan, two on each side, V'Achas Milamata. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, as we spoke about yesterday, Rabbi Eliezer is lenient in this regard, and he says that if you shave it all off at once, then you're only chayiv once. This is the position of the Chachamim, that when it comes to shaving the face, it has to be a razor, because the Torah says, v'lo sashchis eis pa'as zekanecha, and even though later on in the Torah it says, lo yikrichu karcha b'roshamu fa'at zekaram lo yigalechu. So sometimes the Torah uses the term giluach, sometimes hashchasa. We understand that when it comes to the face, it refers to hashchasa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu likto b'mlakit o b'ritani chayev. So Rabbi Eliezer takes the view that even using tweezers or pincers would make you chayev. So yesterday we mentioned that the Rambam seemed to have a slightly different understanding of this Mishnah. We seem to follow the view of the Rash. But the Rambam's view is that this last line, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu likto b'mlakit o b'ritani chayev, is a reference not only to the zakan, but to the peot, to the sideburns as well. Not just the beard, but the sideburns. And that according to the Rambam, the view of the Chachamim would be that you're only chayiv for removing the sideburns if you do so with a razor, as opposed to with scissors. Now again, the Rambam still says you have to leave something there, whether it's 4 hairs or 40 hairs. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. But that would appear to be a minority view in the Rambam. Now, what about tattoos? Hakosev ksoves kaka, kasa velo kiaka, kiaka, velo kasav, eno chayev, ad shiyichtov, v'kakeya b'diyo, uvikchol, uvikchol davar, shehu roshim. So when it comes to tattooing, so there's 2 stages. First of all, you have to penetrate through the skin. That's what we mean by kiaka. And then you actually have to fill it in with ink. So if you just write something on the surface of the skin, or just a sticker, that's not considered a problem of tattooing. It has to be literally a penetration of the skin followed by filling in with ink. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda mishum Rabbi Shimon omer eno chayav ad shiyichtov sham Hashem shenemar uchsoves kaka lo sidnu bachem ani Hashem. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, had a completely different understanding of this topic altogether. What he said was that the issue was not just branding oneself with respect to a tattoo, but branding oneself in the name of Avodah Zarah. That the only way one could really be liable is if one branded the name of a foreign worship into one's body. So this is a very important halacha. We don't follow this view, but again, it gives you an appreciation of what the understanding was. You know, Jewish people are only allowed to engage in one form of quote-unquote self-mutilation, which is bris milah, right? Bris milah would normally be prohibited. You're not allowed to wound yourself to cause a chavala, but we do that in God's name. So basically, the way that Rabbi Shimon understood the prohibition of ksoves kaka was that you weren't allowed to put the name of Avodah Zarah into yourself, which would sort of be the opposite of what we're trying to do when it comes to bris milah. So next Mishnah deals with the Nazir. We know that the Nazir has, Martin.
In terms of the tattooing.
Yeah. That's a very good question, right? Because when it came to the previous topic, the only one who's chayev is the one who's makif or mashchis. So the only way that you would be chayav is if you assisted the person in some way. So for example, when it comes to shaving the head, if you somehow tilt your head to make it easier for the barber to shave off the sideburns or to use a razor on the face, then you'd be chayav. But otherwise, there'd be no chayav for the person who was on the receiving end. So this one I'm not sure about ksovas kaka. I would assume that it's the same halacha, that the only way that you'd be chayav is if you somehow assisted the person in the process. But it seems to be the one that is over the lav is the one that's actually establishing the tattoo. And I should have reviewed based on yesterday when we said the name of the Rambam that all four of these are Sirim. Lo yikrachu karcha birosham, fa'asakanam lo yigalechu, lo sakifu fa'as roshchem, v'seret lanefesh lo titnu bivsarchem. The Rambam put in the context of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Torah argues on this, and the Torah says, who's to say that these are associated with the practices of pagans? This isn't necessarily the case altogether, but the Rambam conceptualized these averos all in terms of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So again, that should be another machlokes. So glad you asked the question, Martin. I'm going to assume that the standard is exactly the same because the language in the Mishnah says, again, Hakosev Ksovis Kaka, Kasev Lo Kiaka, Kiaka Velo Kasev Eno Chayev Ad Sheyichtov V'Yekakeya B'Dio, that you have to be the one that's actually doing the work yourself, as opposed to just receiving it, but I presume that you could be chayev for assisting along the process. The next mission discusses the nazir. We noted that the nazir has three distinct restrictions. So one of them is the nazir isn't allowed to come to contact with dead body, the nazir is not allowed to cut his hair, and the nazir is also not allowed to have any consumption of kol asher yetze migefen hayayin mecharzanim v'adzag liyochel. There's five different prohibitions in terms of grape products and the nazir. So the Mishnah says as follows: Nazir shaya shosa bayayin kol hayom. So imagine this scenario: some people go hiking, and you know they've got those camelbacks, and they've got the tube that comes to the front with water, so they can drink it all day. So you imagine you fill up one of those with wine, and you probably won't be able to hike very far, or else you'll say he likes that. He'll go off course. Okay, we'll have to get Danny Chazen to get you back on course. If you're drinking all day long, it's a eno chayav ela acha. So there, you're only considered to be engaged in one act of drinking because one never really stopped. So the Bartanura explains, al masha sasa toch kedei dibor shel hasra v'im hayelafan of kli sheyesh bo kamer vios yayin v'amrlo al tishta kli zeh sheyesh bo kach v'kach shiurim shitilake kach v'kach malkos chayav al kol shir v'shir afal pishelo hisru bo ela hasra acha. So basically, what the Bartanura explains, the continuation of the Mishnah is Amru Lov, they said to him, Al Tishta, that you know you have to understand that you're chayiv for each revis, each quarter of a log that you drink, however much that is, somewhere between 86 and 150 milliliters cc or so. So if they would say to you, you know, each revis, you've got, I don't know, you know, a camelback filled with 10 revios of yayin, and if we would say to the person, you have to understand that there's, you know, 10 revi'ios, 10 measurements of yayin in the camelback, and he continues to drink, so then they'd be liable for each and every one of them, even if you only said that once, which is something of a chiddush, because you could say, only, I was only warned once, I should only be liable once. But since in the course of the warning, they told you that, you know, there are this many units and measurements in it, so that, again, is the novelty of this particular Mishnah, where the Mishnah is laying out a very important principle that you get lashes not just in accordance with the number of warnings that you get, that's the way that we would have normally thought of it otherwise, but with the way that the warning is formulated. So if the warning is formulated such that there are many opportunities here for you to violate because there are many units of measurement that you're prohibited to have, then you'd be liable, a set of lashes, for each and every time you consumed that particular measurement. So that's a unique form of a hasra'a. I should just point out that, again, the standard case of a nazir is what we mentioned, not coming to contact with tumas meis, not cutting the hair, and not having grape products. But the naziris of Shimshon, which is an unusual form of naziris, or Shimshon was the one who led the Jewish people in battle against the Plishtim, against the Philistines. So he only had two aspects of this, which was not cutting the hair and not drinking of grape products. Hold it up there. We're still a little bit short of the minion, so we will wait for the minion to come in.